Nicole Hannah-Jones is a Pulitzer Prize, MacArthur Genius Grant, and Peabody Award winner, and is the incoming night chair in race and investigative journalism at UNC. Previous night chairs at the university have been offered tenure, but Hannah-Jones was not. The lack of immediate approval for Hannah-Jones led the campus community to highlight the lack of diversity of tenured faculty. Chair of the Carolina Black Caucus, Donna Jones, spoke with 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck about recent departures of the three professors of color who took jobs elsewhere.
One is too many because there are already too few at the institution, especially to be losing tenured Black faculty who are women.
According to a university report, as of fall 2020, only 69 Black full-time faculty have tenure. In 2019, there were only 8 Black women with tenure at UNC. Jones said the news of faculty leaving was not a surprise, but was devastating.
We love Carolina. We came here for a reason. We've been here for the amount of time that we have because we want this institution to be reflective of the values that it says that it upholds.
Jones cited the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 racial justice movement as recent reasons there is a, quote, Black exodus occurring from the university. She said the Black community has felt undervalued for years, pointing to the Silent Sam settlement with a pro-Confederate group as another example of this. Jones said it's left some members of the Carolina Black Caucus feeling demoralized and underappreciated.
This Nicole Hannah-Jones situation is just, you know, another example of that, and people are really, really hurting right now.
Jackie Field heads the Carolina Black Caucus Advocacy Committee and also spoke with 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck. Field echoed Jones's comments on faculty choosing to look for jobs elsewhere.
While I support and the caucus supports those that are making the choice to leave, we understand why. We get it. You just want to be valued, right? You just want to be paid equally. You just want to be seen on an even level. But we also will encourage and support those who choose to stay and stand in the fight.
While it would not be a long-term solution, Field said the Board of Trustees could immediately address concerns by approving Hannah-Jones's tenure.
We know that inaction speaks louder than action sometimes, and that is what we want to point to the Board of Trustees, is that their decision to not act spoke much louder than anything they could have said no to. We want to continue to encourage the Board of Trustees to turn their decision around and take some action.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.